our competition, or one of the winners. Your part was for web design, wasn't it?
Yeah. How did you find out about Beehive?
Well, my tutor recommended it to me, and I was aware that some people on my course also were winners the previous year, so I thought I'd enter because it felt like a good opportunity.
Have you done a lot of applications for other kind of work experiences or competitions?
I have also entered the YCN competition as well. I don't think there's any placement award for that, but it's still a good opportunity too.
I think it's hard trying to find work experience placements for media.
It is. I think it is, because in such great agencies especially, it's hard, and Beehive gives that opportunity to get your foot in the door, and because graphic design, digital, it's such a competitive industry, so it isn't easy.
Was it, because the pitch for it, you're up in front of, say, was it five judges?
Yeah, there was, for mine, there was four judges there on the day, or three, so it wasn't as bad. I was expecting six, so I was nervous, but there were some didn't turn up on the day, so that kind of made me feel a bit better that there wasn't so many to present in front of.
What do you think it was about your pitch that got you to where you are?
They did say that my presentation was very good. They was impressed that I didn't use any notes, so I think that gave me an advantage. And I also liked the concept behind my idea as well.
For your brief, the cuisine?
It was a food, it was a website I created to reflect the diversity of Birmingham, what they offer, the food cuisines they offer, and my unique selling point was a game that replicates Bejeweled, and I chose Bejeweled because I felt it takes a little skill to learn, and it's challenging as well, and the game's design was also appropriate because there's little circles. I created some food cuisine icons that were little circles, so it allowed me to reuse those for the game, and also there was the opportunity to win vouchers if you get a high enough score in the game, and I felt that that will give people a reason to play, and also it gives a kind of buzz about the website and Birmingham's restaurants.
Being nervous about presenting, is anything that you've learnt at BCU, has that kind of helped you?
It has, because we have presentations all the time on our course. Like, basically, it's like once every 2 weeks, so that kind of really helps you build your confidence. If it wasn't for those presentations, I probably would not be the same.
What advice would you give for other people who would want to get into like web and graphic design?
I do advise them to try and enter as many competitions as possible, build your portfolio, try and make it unique from other designers, like make yourself unique from them because it's competitive, get networking, make contacts. And
what are your placements that you've worked?
I've won Cluster, One Black Bear, Freestyle Interactive, and My Media.
You were going to be busy.
Yeah, four in the summer. Some of them have already got back to me, and they says that will give me their availability in some days soon. So
that's amazing. I mean, what do you think these placements will do for your future career?
Well, I think it's like learning, isn't it? I'll learn what each of these agencies are like. They'll probably all be totally different. And it's experience, and it's definitely a way to set yourself apart from everyone else.
Is there any other advice you'd like to give?
I'd say I'd recommend people doing things in their spare time, like self-initiated projects, because that also would probably look impressive to employers. I've done it myself. I've collaborated with my boyfriend, who's a programmer, and we made an app together, and we've released it on the Android store. It's a truth or dare spin the bottle game, and it's that's what made me really realise that I love digital and interface design, because originally I was more focused on brand identity. But since doing that and working on some digital projects in my third year, it's definitely my interest.
Thank you, Janine. It's been great talking to you.